One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. Every week we talk about how to love ourselves, others, and a higher nature, how to improve our relationships, our personal health, our finances, and our happiness. And we're getting to the end of the year, and I think this is a very appropriate topic right now. Some of you people out there, I notice, maybe a little tired, maybe a little bit exhausted at the year. Maybe you had a difficult year. Maybe you've had a good year. But today's topic is called burnout, how to conquer it and recapture your joy and work and life. The term burnout refers to when demands of tasks overwhelm your ability to do the tasks and you have too much stress. You're overwhelmed, exhausted, and you feel like you have nothing more to give. Now, this is seen in relationships and also in work situations. Frudenberger, a psychologist in 1974, defined the term burnout as an extinction of motivational desires and one's devotion to a cause fails to produce desired results. As if you're putting your head against the wall, you're not getting what you want. Now, it's not just in the U.S., but in many countries in the world, people are experiencing burnout, especially at work. In Germany, worker stress is said to have caused over $10 billion a year in losses, in absenteeism, early retirement. In France, sad to say, in 2008 and 2009, 35 telecom workers committed suicide, and part of the reason was overstress. Even in Japan, there's a term called karoshi, which means death by overwork. People have heart attacks and strokes on the job for working too many hours and too much stress. Some even have a starvation diet because they don't eat, they work so much. Now, the problem with this idea of burnout is it can cause a lot of problems in your health. You can have heart problems, higher blood pressure, you can have more colds, headaches. Also, it can lead to unproductive work. You're less efficient, you're not able to focus. Work accidents. People even self-medicate. They use alcohol and drugs to medicate themselves because of the stress they're having at work, overstress. They can have family conflict, relationship issues, even divorce, and also depression and cynicism. People that are burnt out believe the future is bad and people are selfish. Now, the kind of professions that you often see burnout in, we think of, for example, emergency workers, law enforcement. Lawyers report a lot of burnout. In one study, 73% out of 1,000 lawyers in a firm indicated that we're in a burnout stage. Also, people that work in transportation and warehousing report a lot of burnout. So what are the factors of burnout? First of all, workload is one factor, but it's not the only factor. You can work a lot of hours, but if you love your work, if you feel appreciated, and you feel a sense of control, it can be very good. However, another factor is lack of control. That can lead to burnout. Lack of reward. Also, community is important. What kind of people are around you? Do you have positive coworkers and also supervisors? And is it a fair environment, and do they have positive values that align with your values? These are the factors that can contribute to either burnout or having a healthy work relationship. Now, there are two types of burnout. One is called overwhelm, when there's just too much to do and you don't have enough resources to do it, you don't have enough power to do it. The other one is called under-challenge. Maybe you're at work situation, a career, or even a business where you feel bored, you're not learning, you don't feel appreciated. Now, Reggie, you look like you're kind of burnout today. But let's find out. Now, are you burnout, Reggie, from work or not?
I think so. It's been a crazy week or whatever.
Okay, your other job, but here you're at the university. Are you burnt out?
Or? Oh, love university. No.
Okay, well, you better not say that. So I'll take a little quiz, Reggie. Now, I want you to answer me these questions and tell me what you say. First of all, are you at the point where you don't care about work anymore?
Oh, heck not. Not at all.
Okay, you still love work. Okay. Is it hard for you to stay motivated? I love you, university. No.
No.
Are you exhausted all the time?
No.
Okay. And is every day a bad day for you?
No.
Okay. All right. So it doesn't sound like you're burnt out, especially at Love University. But you know, it is true, Reggie, that all of us from time to time have a bad day. Maybe we don't want to wake up in the morning. We feel stressed out, upset. And that happens to all of us. But the person who's burnt out, it's every day, almost every day. They don't want to go to work. They don't feel like getting up. They don't have the desire anymore. So even biologically, there's a very severe response for people that are overstressed and burnt out. They have what's called an overactivation of their amygdala, which deals with the stress response, fear activation system. When people are in the constant fight or flight response, their brain produces a lot of cortisol, which is an anxiety brain chemical, to deal with the challenges. And as a result, it causes a thinning in the prefrontal cortex, their thinking center. So people that are under a lot of stress have more troubles with thinking, with making decisions. So what is the solution that we can use to reduce or conquer burnout? First of all, we need to find and develop our don. Don is a Latin term that comes from the root don divino, or gift from God, a divine gift. Our talent, whatever it might be, whether it's writing, teaching, science, hands-on, even being a caretaker or a parent can be a great talent. Many times people that are in a burnout stage are not in their talent or their don. They're doing something that is not really their best ability. As a result, they feel burnt out and stressed, overwhelmed. You could work 5 hours a day in a job that you don't have your DAWN activated, and you can be burnt out, or you can work more hours, double that, and really enjoy and love it because it's your passion. The famous inventor, Thomas Edison, who had over 1,000 patents, including the incandescent light bulb, the motion picture projector, and the phonograph, could work up to 18 hours a day, and he loved his work. To him, it was a mission. People who have this kind of drive can work many hours, and they don't feel stressed. They don't feel overwhelmed because it's within their abilities and talents. Another thing to look at is to keep a journal in which you write down things that either make you feel burnt out, that drain your energy, and things that give you energy. For example, negative people, maybe being on the internet too much, maybe doing certain tasks, like maybe you're not good with numbers, or you're not good with writing, or you're not good with certain technology. So ideally, if you can, in a job, career, or business, delegate that and focus more on the things you're good at, the ability that you have, your DAWN. And if you do that, you will be happier, you'll be more effective, more successful, and you'll have less stress and less burnout. Another thing to look at is to say no to overcommitments. Now, many times at work, it may be hard. You're asked to do certain tasks that go beyond your normal task, but it's important to realize that you need to be focused and focus on the things that you can do best and you can do well. Because if you overcommit, and also it can be social activities that you don't really have a great desire to do, it drains your energy and it makes it difficult for you to accomplish what you need to do. Another important tip is to practice self-compassion. Realize that you don't have to be perfect. Sometimes perfectionistic people become burnout victims because they always try to do everything exactly 100%. So people have self-compassion and realize, well, I can do it 80 or 90%, and maybe I can eventually get to close to 100, but I'm gonna do the best I can. At the same time, they know their resistant point. They know the point at which they can't work anymore. Maybe they're trying to write something and they don't have the creative ability to write. So they need to take a break, relax, maybe exercise a little bit, take a nap, listen to music, have a spiritual practice, meditate, spend time with family or friends. And these are very important to be able to find out the points where you no longer can be at your most effective and say, I've done enough work for today, and stop. And it's very hard for some people that are either perfectionistic or what we call workaholic, is that they want to keep pushing themselves. And of course, part of that's good, but they go way beyond that and they start to hurt themselves psychologically and even physically. Another thing that's important to do is what I call the technology fast. Now, people today, we always have our phones and our computers. It's very hard for us to stop looking at the social media and the YouTube and other things. It may be enjoyable, we may learn things, but at the same time, there's negative news out there and also social activities that can distract us from the internet. So it's important to take a little fast. So turn off your computer and devices 30 minutes at a time, an hour, even 4 hours at a time. Of course, you have other things that you need to do, business-wise maybe, and you need to have it. But try to find a way that you can take a fast, take a temporary break from the technology so you can recharge yourself and relax. Another important way to avoid burnout is to associate with positive energy people. Maybe at work, you're around people who are gossipers and negative. So try to find new friends, perhaps, or activities outside of work. Maybe a hobby, maybe a spiritual group. Something you love to do where you can meet people and enjoy positive energy from them. As we've discussed in the past, there's something called mood contagion. People's moods are contagious. So you can pick up a negative mood or you can pick up a positive mood. The more positive people you hang out with, the better you will feel. Also, here's an interesting idea. What I call is take a daily spiritual vacation. The idea that we're here on earth for a short period of time, maybe 80 or 90 years. And if we compare that to eternity, that's a very short period of time. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's a few minutes. So our time on earth is very precious, and we shouldn't waste it worrying about mechanical malfunctions or annoyances or people that are negative to us. So we gotta focus on the positive things, the best things in life, and really take advantage of that time that we have and to relax. Because when you're on a vacation, you do relax. Your mind, your spirit, rejuvenate. Think of your life every day as a spiritual vacation. You're only here on earth, in this body, this vehicle, for a very short period of time. It's almost like a vacation. So look at it as such. And of course, the idea of taking a real vacation can be great to re-energize yourself. If you're fortunate enough to have a business where you can travel, maybe you can work on the internet. People now can go to other states or even across the world and still create business through online ways. One great technique is called the power nap. Now, we mentioned Edison earlier, who was the great inventor. And Edison had this way of taking a short nap during the day. He would only sleep 3 or 4 hours every night, but he would take 15-minute naps every 4 hours, which equates to about 1.5 hours in a day. And he would have a cot in his office. He would just fall asleep naturally and take that little nap and then come back refreshed. And that can be something you can try. You know, a nap can be very refreshing. A short period of sleep can re-energize you and get you back on track. And of course, physical workouts. whether it's in the gym or maybe at home doing calisthenics, any kind of exercise, can be very useful for your brain. It releases endorphins, pleasure chemicals in your brain. It also reduces cortisol, the stress hormone. And you have a better perspective on things. You're no longer tied up in your mind in knots, and your body kind of can expand your mind and help you look at things differently, maybe come up with creative solutions as a result. Also, decluttering is very important. Many times we're cluttered in our life. We have a lot of papers and other things in our workspace. So when we start to get rid of what we don't want or put it away, it shows us that we can be decisive about life. We can have a new perspective on things. We can have a sense of self-control and feel better because we're getting rid of the things that are not really important to us. Now, one of the really good exercises, and Reggie, we've done this in the past, I want to try it with you now, is what we call mental time travel. So Reggie, it's a form of meditation, kind of a mindfulness. So close your eyes right now, Reggie. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale. So Reggie, my producer, imagine that you're in a beautiful place right now. It could be a beach, a mountain, or a lake. Tell me where you are right now.
I'm in a field.
A field. Okay. Are you there with anyone or by yourself?
Well, I'm with somebody, yeah. I'm with somebody.
Who are you with, Reggie?
A girl.
Reggie, did you meet a girl this week?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. Okay. We're going to talk about that later, but okay, you're with someone you care about, you enjoy being with. Tell me the colors. What do you see in this place?
Green. Lots and lots of green.
Okay, good. And take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Exhale. What do you hear there? What do you smell?
I hear the wind. I smell, it's like a very natural, like earthy smell.
Okay.
It's just the earth, maybe.
Now, Reggie, I want you to imagine yourself 5 years from today, doing what you really want to do in life, being with the people that are around you. And I want you to imagine this future self of you. And what are you doing, Reggie, in the future?
I'm working a lot. Podcasting. University.
Yes.
Writing.
Okay. And who's around you right now?
Friends, family, a partner, girlfriend.
Okay. How do you look like, Reggie, in the future, 5 years from today?
I look like myself, but thinner.
Thinner? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. And then how do you feel? What's your emotion?
Happy. Very happy.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Wake up. Open your eyes. How do you feel, Reggie?
I feel great.
Okay. So this is a very powerful exercise. You can try this at home. Take 5 or 10 minutes a day to just visualize yourself in the future in your ideal place and time with the people around you that you care about, doing what you love. And also think of a beautiful place, a beautiful scene where you can be relaxed. And many times we could be at work in a cubicle or in a career or a business, and there's a lot of pressure and stress, and people are yelling at us and demanding things from us. But when we can escape mentally for a short period of time, it rejuvenates ourselves. We get refreshed because we see our best self, our future self. Also, laughter is a great medicine. People that laugh at work and smile are more engaged in their job, they're more interested in working, and people want them on their team. So Reggie, let's do a little laughter exercise we like to do. So we're going to start laughing right now.
Okay.
You got a brown sweater, Reggie. Where'd you get that?
Search me.
I'm not going to search you, Reggie. Okay, Reggie, you're a little sinister today, but I'll take that laugh. Well, see, when we laugh, you know, we feel better. You know, we release endorphins, those pleasure chemicals, and we just feel very positive. And finally, the last one we want to look at is something we talk about a lot, is a form of reversal. It's called love without expectation. I call it reversal because many times we feel self-focused. For example, we feel, you know, we're lonely. We have bad luck. Things aren't working out. But if you reverse that and say, I'm going to find the loneliest person around, and I'm going to help them. Or I'm going to find someone that I can listen to that may have problems. And that changes your whole perspective. So if you can go out and get involved in a charity, humanitarian venture, maybe help a homeless person, listen to a friend, give advice, whatever it is you need to do to help other people, can reverse that energy that you have, that stuckness that we have, and that stress. Because when you give love without expectation, you're not expecting anything back, except you're giving that loving energy. Now, some people give, but then they feel resentful that people don't respond to them. They feel unappreciated. We call those the martyrs, because they always expect something back. And that's not the right way to give. The right way to give is to do it from your heart without expectation. And we're coming up to Christmas right now. And I have something that I call the everyday Christmas, which is that you don't have to give gifts necessarily just on one day. Why not do it every day of the year? It doesn't have to be a physical gift. Maybe a gift of your time, your attention, helping a person with a certain matter. That can be a wonderful way to look at things, because you're giving and also you'll be receiving as well. The universe will give back loving energy and positive things the more positive you put out there. So again, the goal here is to conquer this idea of burnout, don't let your body and mind and spirit drag down with all the obligations and expectations and demands of life, but find joy in your work and your life and your love. Give to other people. Find that your dawn, your great God-given or nature-given gift, and give that to other people and to the world for betterment. Take care of yourself. Self-compassion, self-love is very important. Associate with positive people, loving people as well. And realize that your life on earth is a short period of time. This is a spiritual vacation. Your body is a vehicle. You're only here for a short time. So make the most of it. Take advantage of it. Love more, give more, learn more, and experience the wonders of life. So again, this is Love University. This is our last class of the year, of the semester. How do you feel about that, Reggie?
Awesome, amazing. It's been a long time.
2020 is coming in, right? We're going to usher in 2020. And to do that, Reggie, you have a success story because you've been with me for about 2 years. And we've been talking about helping you find maybe a soulmate or a relationship or even a date.
Yeah.
I know you're very shy. You came from a certain background. But you have a story to tell us, Reggie. Tell us that story.
Yeah. So I've been talking on and off to this girl since summer, actually. And we barely met person up this week. And
yes.
It went really well. I was expecting to be out with super late. It was a weeknight or whatever.
Okay.
We ended up staying out super late, going to karaoke, playing video games.
Now, Reggie, was there a little romance on the date?
Gentleman doesn't tell.
Well, I'm going to take that as a possible. But Reggie, congratulations. You know, I'm very happy to see you. I'm going to shake your hand right now. We've been trying to help you with this. And I think you're changing too. You know, your transformation has been part of Love University, where I see more confidence in you. I see more loving energy coming from you. And it looks like it's paying off.
Thank you.
So Love University students, again, we wish you a tremendous and beautiful holiday time with love and energy and passion as the year ends. And we're looking forward to a tremendous 2020 year. We're going to be putting forth our 2020 Loneliness Challenge, where we're going to help eradicate loneliness by the year 2025 through our podcast, our live event, and helping people create a network where they can love themselves, others, and a higher nature to eliminate that disconnection that we have from our true essence and our power. Until next time, if you want to be a guest on the show or have a show idea or just want to talk about what you learned at Love University, we love your comments. You can reach us at 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Write to us at loveuniversitylove@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Love University Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @LoveUPodcast. Until next time, this is Dr. Alex Avila. Put away your notepads, your books, your iPads, and we'll see you next year, 2020. Dr. Avila.